My wife got some adult coloring books for stress. Yeah. And that was the first time when I was married to her where I was like, am I going to be okay?
Jeremiah, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm reading a book.
Why are you reading that?
Because.
Well, dude, you have dates to plug, don't you?
Don't you have something to plug?
March 24th, the Scissor Bros will be in Houston, Texas for the Riot Comedy Festival.
And I'll be headlining the Huntington Beach Rec Room on March 11th. Stand up on the spot at the Comedy Store on March 14th. Stevie Wiebe's going to be there. And then I'll be in New York City, Austin, Houston, Vegas, Billings, Montana, and more. Tickets at jeremiahwatkins.com. Now let's get into this episode of
Scissor Bros.
A lot of our diehard Scissor siblings didn't like that episode specifically because we...
Because the disrespect?
Yeah.
Scissor Brothers!
I mean,
Steve is making a face because I just asked him for a few things.
No. I asked for one simple thing.
What?
Well, I needed one stamp because rent.
Did I give it to you?
I don't think you did. It's fine. It's okay. We don't have to do. You want to do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay. And then not only that, it's like
here.
Look. Oh.
Thank you.
Hey, and guess what? That's a forever stamp.
Yeah, this
you
is
can
a forever.
Use it. You can use it whenever. Forever.
This is a forever stamp.
Forever.
I appreciate it. This saves me a trip to the post office there.
Oh, so good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Wow, God. Just to let you know, we are doing a special episode in Alaska. It's 34 degrees.
Hey, this is the only podcast where we deal with the elements every single episode. If it's hot, it's hot.
What is going on with California weather? It feels like this is like East Coast weather, man.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And you know a thing or two about that? No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wanted to also thank you. My girlfriend was recently visiting, and she had a great time hanging out with your son and your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Great time.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Good, of course.
So back to the weather. Yeah. So are you going to ask me about my drips?
The what?
My rain drips leakage, because we got hit with some flash flooding warnings. Yeah, so you didn't even ask me if I got flooded out.
Is it like a water park over at your place or what, brother?
You know what? On a positive note, not really.
Okay.
Because I gotta give a shout out to my friend. Eric, he's in my 12-step program, and he actually, for preventative measures, we did a tarp job on my roof.
Oh.
And not only that, I kind of was working on my bathroom leaks, too. I got a tarp there, too. So we went on the roof there, and...
You went on the roof?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I didn't know you could do that.
Well, I didn't know either, but I was on YouTube. I was looking up tarp videos. Obviously, I didn't. We kind of did a janky job. I didn't. There's a couple items you need. Like there's these roof tacks to get the tarp really,
really secure.
Yeah, we didn't want to do that, so I just took bricks. Oh, okay. I thought you were doing my fart break, but my extinct fart break.
When I was doing a faces break.
I know. But we haven't done that in about a year.
Whoa.
A little passive aggressive. It's fine. I know it's dying.
I think that's aggressive aggressive.
I know. I think it's dying. But, you know, I was going to ask you on a off camera. Maybe I could take that segment to the Stevie Wiebe show and just because I could tell you guys are not enthused anymore about my farts, which is fine. Which is fine. I'll just take it to my. Is that okay?
Yeah.
You love that. I know you're okay with that.
What do you mean, man?
You're like, yeah. You're like, take it all. Take it all.
I mean, I'm sorry you feel that way, man, but If you feel like it would be a better fit on the Stevie Weeby show, then I guess it's got,
it's a tough loss, Steve,
I guess, but... I guess it should go over there.
I think we could get over it.
I mean, you guys aren't going to cry me a river over it, are you? Well, I mean, I could just...
Do you know what? This will make you happy. This will make you really happy. Somebody came up to me on the road this week, and a Scissor sibling, and they go, "Hey, man, can you do me a favor?" I go, you gotta give me a little bit more than just opening with, "Can you do me a favor?" He goes, "Can you guys bring back the fart corner?" I go, "I don't know if I can make that promise." Because I said, for every one of you that comes up to me who says something, I get 10 to 15 messages telling me to stop it. So I don't know if the math works out in your favor in that regard.
Well, can I give a shout out to my fart supporters?
Yeah.
Man, you're all in my hearts. I'm trying to make it work, but these guys, it's hard, you know, to swim up the current, against the current, you know what I mean? I really appreciate the fart supporters. Man, I'm sorry, I'm trying, we're trying, but I might have to take the segment to the Stevie Weeby show, you know, and I think that the cohesion and it would just, the feng shui would be better not discussing it, because I noticed that, like, the last couple times I try to bring it up, you guys literally just talk over me and go on to the next thing, which is fine, but it hurts my feelings. It hurts when you do that.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, so the tarping thing I'm doing is really, it really helped my roofing
right
leakage. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what's happening, man. Yeah. Thank you for asking. Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you doing? I mean, we got some good positive things coming up soon, huh? March 24th.
Oh, yeah. We're doing our first Scissor Bros Live in a long time. And we
how
don't
long
have
has
anything
it been? How long has it been?
Dude, it's been over 6 months easily.
And then I agreed to do another stand-up on the spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As practice to lead up for.
And I said I would do it.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah. And then another thing I noticed on social media, you are literally the second name on the main flyer. How do you feel about that?
Oh, you mean for the Riot Comedy Festival in Houston?
Yeah.
It's the first time. It's the first time me being... towards the top.
They even like put my name on the flyer, and I'm not really active on the comedy
circuit
at all.
You're one of the headliners of the festival.
So it's mostly local acts.
Why would you say that?
Well, we're usually...
You're saying if I'm at the top...
No, you're taking it wrong. No, I'm
but
just
how
saying...
how do you mean it,
well,
though?
I'm just saying on the past festivals, we... have done together as Scissor Bros. We're usually, if this is the flyer, we're at the, like, you could barely read our name.
That was a couple years ago, brother.
I know, so you should feel good.
We're
I'm
over
not,
100 episodes
I,
in.
I
We've
know,
been working.
I know. So, how does that make you feel, finally, like, being, you know, because it's like, you know, on, like, let's use Coachella, for example. You know, like, there's, like, on stage C, there's a smaller act, but you're, like, you know, Kings of Leon now, or like Rage Against the Machine. You know, you're like up there, one of the main bands.
For this festival, I'm going to send you a text. The reason why I'm on my phone, I'm sending you a text to show you something. I want your genuine reaction.
Okay, are you setting me up for something here?
No.
Okay.
You're going to like this.
Okay.
It has to do
you
with
what... read it on the thing? Or?
It's a photo. Because mm-hmm. I think that you're gonna get a kick out of this when I send it to you.
Okay, buddy. Can I describe what I just... Is that you? So...
They put me on a billboard in here.
It looks like... Can I describe...
Yeah.
It looks like a bad part of town.
What? Steve, that's one of my first billboards, brother. You're making fun of my billboard.
Dude, it looks, man, they should have put it on more central, like at least in the city. This billboard looks like It's in the housing development of that area. And an abandoned like Cracker Barrel.
Looks like Steve would live there.
All right. Whoa. You got your jab in, whoa, Ryan. Focus on the future challenge, my friend. No, I'm proud of you. But why did they...
What do you mean? Why did they what?
It's a billboard, but it's on like...
Side of a building.
Yeah, it's on a ban...
it's like a giant banner.
It's like a banner.
Yeah.
It's like Dude, that's a big deal. Good, congratulations. That's
Thank
a big
you.
Deal. The riot. So what kind of festival?
It's
What's
a comedy
the history?
Festival.
Oh, okay.
It's a new one.
It's a new one.
Yeah.
So that means you're gonna get the red carpet treatment there, brother.
You will too, brother.
Yeah, but I don't really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Guess who got their own room this year?
I got my
Your own one.
Really? That's the first time we usually
I'm
bunk
sharing a room with Chris.
But we're usually bunking together.
I know.
But I'm leaving literally that night.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
No, in the morning. Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah. You got to sleep over there.
So do you think, how are our sales going? Should we start plugging it now? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how it's going, but yeah, come see us in Houston for sure.
Yeah, come see us in Houston March 24th and get your tickets where?
At the you can riot. Get them at jeremiahwatkins.com. That's the easiest way to link to the riot and mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Yeah, riot. Like Does Riot Comedy stuff. Festival have a link as well? Or
Yeah. They've got their festival passes mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And then March 14th, that's when Steve's going to be on Stand Up on the Spot. Mm-hmm. I'll have the mm-hmm. link up for that too.
Okay, yeah. That's good, man. You know, some positive things happening.
No, dude, we just did our 100th, man.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
With the 100th episode?
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about it? Because here's my thing.
Yeah.
I think that all of us are good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, Rick, mm-hmm. myself, you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it was an odd energy and a lot of people picked up on it, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that a lot of our diehard Scissor siblings didn't like that episode specifically because we... Because
the disrespect?
Yeah.
I don't like the way Rick and Eric... Because you're amongst, you know, you're a fellow comedian in their community, but it just seems like their attitude was like, we don't have to... We don't even want to be here. Type deal.
Yeah, no, that's...
You know what I mean? Like, if they were on, like, a... Some other podcast, I think it's because it's me and you. They're like, we're like, they treat us like we're JV and they're varsity.
Yeah, I don't know how we have the little brother vibe of podcasts, but.
What do you mean you don't know?
What do you mean? We have the little brother vibe.
We're like the Nickelodeon. It's like, they're the big dogs and we're like, they look at us like we're Nickelodeon. Nick at Night or something, you know? I don't like that, though. How do we change that with them? Shock treatment?
Well, shock treatment could be. I think you need to go on, take your shoes off. You got to go on there.
I love Rick. I really do. Mm-hmm. I'm scared, though, of Rick.
That's why it'll be
because he's going to, I think, psychoanalyze.
He will,
I don't want the psychoanalyze.
You can psychoanalyze him right back. I mean.
Yeah, but it's like he's more like Darth Sidious and I'm more like still a Padawan in that regard. I feel like he's just, you know, mm-hmm. he's gonna, and I'm like, oh, I don't know what's happening.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
You think it's a good idea? I mean, Ryan would like to see it, huh?
I think it'd be good. I think it'd be good for the show too. So, I mean, it'll
it'd be good for this.
Yeah, because like when we had them on, it was good for the show, and I think you and I, we should be doing more podcasts together in general. We just did Sarah Hyland's podcast.
Oh yeah, that's out. Go to Not Cool Sarah Hyland's podcast.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I think that's the most you could do. Because I even asked Andreas from shout out to Fancy B from the producer for Bad Friends, and he said the main thing that helps is hopping on other podcasts to promote your own. That's
I think
the main
that's
thing
why we stayed at 78,000 subscribers for so long is we weren't going on other people's podcasts and stuff.
Oh, Steffi hit me up too. We got to do Steffi's as well.
Okay, cool.
So what else? I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
We were talking
there about
the 100th and how we felt about it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I liked how I put a lot of work into the edit. Shout out to Jordan Blavo, our editor. Mm-hmm. He did you know, the first pass to like to get it all constructed into a consumable podcast, and then went through it with him and we added a lot of stuff together and stuff like that.
Be honest about this. How long did that edit really take you guys?
Between Jordan and I?
Just overall.
I spent over 30 hours myself on that edit.
30 hours?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I spent all week on it.
When you're doing that, are you looking at every... God, that fruit fly is bothering me. Are you looking at every... looking at every second of... Yeah, you get it? It's a mosquito or fruit fly. Yeah, they really bother me. Mosquito.
I think I got it.
Oh, good. So are you looking at, when you're editing, you're looking at every second, you're really like dissecting it?
That's not really, I mean, yes and no. Yes and no. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for moments. I'm looking for moments, comedic moments to add and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
And since we brought up, you know, I brought up editing, I wanted to also thank you guys for encouraging me to get a new PC as well.
Oh yeah, that finally happened.
Yeah, Ryan aided me in that. I know you guys told me, you know, to build your own. You got like the whole crazy one,
mm-hmm.
the mega one. But Ryan helped me out. Thank you, Ryan. I headed down to Best Buy, and I got it's really compact too.
Yeah.
How many gigabytes are memories on there, Rye?
It's only 16, but your 16. Last one had 8.
Yeah, so my last one had 8.
Yes, you doubled it up, bro.
I doubled it up.
Doubled it up.
And so can I tell you how noticeable the edits have been for me?
Very noticeable.
Very noticeable.
How much time are you saving now?
Well, to give you perspective on my process of editing to render, because when I put my footage, it's just, you know, my blank raw footage in Adobe Premiere to render it, because that line would always be red.
Mm-hmm.
It would take me 5 to 6 hours just for it to render to be able to edit. Now, I don't have to, there's no red line. I could just do, and then it's done.
So would you say you're saving 8 hours a week now?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you going to do with that 8 hours a week? Have you thought about that? All the saving time of...
I had to throw it in there, man, because, you know, that's the only fart I'd probably have that's going to be played this episode.
I'm really proud you're utilizing your time. Great response, my.
Sorry, I don't know why I did that.
My genuine question.
I don't know why I did that. I'm so sorry.
You have been gifted
what
8 hours of your life back a week.
Yeah.
What are you gonna use it on? That's
working. I'm still working on my album.
Great. And
Great. Thank you. And so and I appreciate you. Look, I don't need all the plugs in, and that was really sweet of you to even ask, like, hey, you know, when we plug our stuff and Rick and Eric kind of skip past me, that's fine. I called
Steve about it later. Yeah. And I said, hey, man, I'm adding stuff into this episode. Do you want, you know, can I add in a video, like literally a video of you doing plugs or whatever? But Steve.
And that was sweet of you. Thanks for asking. No, but I figured I don't want to kind of like, start plugging when I'm not like, when I'm closer to finishing it, I think it's more appropriate. I just don't want to like just hype it up when I'm not really close to finishing it or whatnot. Yeah.
You know what I liked about the Ian Fidance episode?
The what?
The Ian Fidance episode of Scissor Bros that we did last week.
Which one?
Ian Fidance.
Oh, yeah. I like that guy. Yeah. I like it. I really like that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about
you know what
it?
I like about that episode? It felt like early Scissor Bros, where the energy was very loose and silly. I like that.
That's what we're all about.
I know.
And I wish we could do more of that. But the thing is, I got to be very mindful because I think more people, and I appreciate, I'm sorry for sending you all the gay pictures and stuff.
Are we talking about that?
I mean, we can because people think, I think legit people think I'm actually really, really gay, which I'm not. I just like doing gay shit. Lord.
No. No, dude. Oh, my God. In a court of law.
Vagina for life, and you know it. It's vagina for life. Ryan, you know, you see my beautiful girlfriend. I mean.
Okay, listen. You,
yeah.
I don't think that you're gay.
I like doing gay shit. It's fun.
I think you are, without a doubt, bisexual.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. No way. Exit only. Exit only.
No, 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 no. I believe that. I don't think you want anything in your butt. I think you would have sex with a dude.
What the hell? Absolutely not. And I'm willing to put my life on it, on my father's soul. Absolutely not, brother. Absolutely not. Gross, man.
This is the worst acting I've ever seen.
This is not acting. I'm not
gross,
acting.
Gross, man. Why would I do that,
this is not
man?
Acting. I would not kiss another man. I won't.
Why no, right there?
There's no butt fucking. There's no sucking. There's none of that, dude. I like joking around about it, dude. Oh, my God, dude. Holy moly guacamole. I can't believe you said that. I like, you know what, dude? And the thing is, I'm going to stop doing that because now I think there's, I think because gay guys, like I've noticed, like me and my gal were at Starbucks and this guy was literally hitting on me pretty hard, dude. And it made me feel a bit uncomfortable. Like he like looked at me with very like stern eyes. He was like, you know, and I'm like, dude, I think that guy's looking at me. And then he followed me out, and I was drinking my Americano outside by the tables there outside of a Target and the Starbucks. And he actually sat there, and he followed me out there. And he, you know, and so I don't want to put that energy. I mean, I like doing, it's fun. It's fun just to joke around about that stuff. But I think I might chill on it for a bit. Yeah.
2 hours later.
What, there's something in my butthole? Slower. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if there was, let's play this game, because you know I love my games, my scenario
Stevie
games.
Stevie Hypotheticals.
Yeah, Stevie Hypotheticals. Now, if a gay man offered me like large sums of money, like let's say $5 million, and he goes, hey, all you have to do, meet me at my condo. But it's like a full on like sex fest where he squirts like baby oil in my butt and he just sodomizes me. But $5 million, I would probably do it for $5 million, dude. $5 million, I think I would, but I would make him take a you know, testing for AIDS and stuff like that, or you know.
The way your mind works is fascinating to me. You are an enigma of all of my friends.
They don't talk about this stuff.
No, they don't.
What do they talk about? Just like their material and stuff like that?
No, just not this.
Okay.
Oh, so let's talk about, so let's give them context for the pictures. We're trying to go over the challenges for the podcast,
yeah,
between a group thread between Ryan, myself, and Steve.
Are you sure?
And
you want
so
to bring
I keep, yeah, you brought it up.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm texting. I'm like, hey, what about this idea? What about that idea? And Ryan's like, yeah, that can maybe work. And then Steve was like, I've got it. He starts sending GIFs of gay dudes having sex, like full on in the butt. Like,
it's fun. Dude, it was funny to me. It was funny to me. And I said, this needs to be the challenge.
He said, that needs to be the challenge. Just dudes railing each other. Dude, and you wonder.
Funny, right?
You
funny.
Wonder why it's so crazy for people to think, or me to think, that you could be bi.
But it's funny. It's funny, dude. It's funny.
It's funny the first 100 times.
I only sent three.
And then the 1,000th time.
I sent three.
I'm just saying, in the whole grand scheme of things.
Yeah, okay, man. I'll stop doing it. But, you know, I love my girlfriend and I'm not bisexual. And I want to put that out there. I'm not bisexual. Okay. Yeah, I mean, vagina is just the best thing on the planet.
Right.
I love eating. I mean, don't you love it?
Yeah.
You love eating it. You like fucking it. Everything.
It's great, buddy.
Okay. How come you feel so uncomfortable talking about sex stuff? Like,
I mean.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to get flagged. I'm sorry, Ryan. We'll stop. Okay.
No, you're good.
Okay. But I'm just saying. Yeah, you know,
We just can't go into detail.
No. And I didn't. Right? I said.
No, you're good. I'm not accusing you.
Yeah. But you like eating it, right?
Yes, Steve.
No. Seriously, do you eat it?
I love to dine on the sweet vagina. Is that what you want to hear?
Do you eat it?
Yeah.
Do you eat it?
Yeah, I do. I take it to go.
Let me see your. Can I see your technique?
No.
Just show me, man.
No.
Do you go hungry-mungry down there?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, look. You're already shutting down. It's fine. Okay. I love it. It's like a meal. Don't you look at it like a meal? It's like dessert.
Really?
Okay, we'll stop talking about it. Yeah, we'll stop talking about it.
That's your Taco Bell fourth meal is vagina?
Oh, dude, it's the best. It's the best. I just love... You know what I love about it, too, is...
Quick, do an impression of a bi guy who talking about vagina.
There ain't no bi guy here, dude. This is straight hetero. Asian heterosexual energy. I love the smells. I just love just the inside of the.
He's trying really hard to be convincing.
Ryan, I mean,
Steve's about to red zone.
That's what it sounds like.
No, he is. Yeah. He is.
I'm not. I meditated this morning. I feel great.
You know what? I noticed an energy about you as soon as you walked in. Could we do some meditation scissors right now? Could we do that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Could we? I'm going to follow your lead on this.
Okay. Okay, can I do like a Buddhist type chant?
We're still going to cross like slightly?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I guess like this?
Right here?
Are you doing this?
The middle fingers? Yeah.
I guess like this?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm gonna do the.
Do this at home with us, guys. It'll make you feel good.
You count the scissors, but I'm gonna do like.
You do the humming.
I'm gonna do the hum. Okay, go ahead.
Ready? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Do you guys feel better?
Yeah.
Ryan, you feel better?
Absolutely.
Ryan, did you even take part in that or no?
Yeah, in my mind. And also, I have to make sure you guys sound fine.
True. Can I give you guys gifts?
Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Where are they located?
In the trash bag.
Are these real gifts? I know he came in.
I came in to protect it from the rain.
Okay, so are these actual gifts or did you just grab items from your house?
Come on, man.
These are gifts,
Yeah.
That people sent in the P.O. box?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I mean, if you want, yeah, let's do a segment.
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
You're going to freak out over one of these gifts.
Really?
I can't take responsibility. I'm just the conduit.
But who sent these gifts?
I'll tell you once I hand them to you.
Okay, just surprise us. Does Ryan get some too? Okay.
Scissor Brothers!
Yeah, man, these Raycons kick ass, man.
Yeah, I love Raycons.
Yeah.
It's easy to give up on resolutions that are too big. Why not start with something small?
Yeah.
Change up your routine with better sound with a new pair of Raycons.
Listen to our next episode at the gym with the Raycons, and you'll hear what we mean. No matter how you listen, Raycons got you covered. Raycons...
Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and they'll rock so hard they'll knock your teeth out.
Yeah.
Buy one for yourself and one for your scissor sibling, and still pay less than you would with the other guys.
Yeah. With buy now, pay later options, it's an easy and free return guarantee. Raycons are the easy choice.
Never leave home without them. With 8 hours of playtime, crystal clear car quality, and resistance to water and sweat, you can take these puppies anywhere.
Yeah.
Take a call in the sauna like Joe Rogan, or listen to your favorite album on a run.
Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/scissorbros15 to get 15% off your Raycon order.
That's buyraycon.com/scissorbros15. To score 15% off, buyraycon.com/scissorbros15.
Here I am! Rock you like a Raycon! Come on! Here I am! Rock you like a Raycon! Rock you like a Raycon!
Man, your teeth are doing overtime. Raycon. What the frick is that?
That was a bad choice. Oh, fuck, man.
Raycon!
Raycon! Woo!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
We're doing some creative things over at patreon.com/scissorbros.
Get there today to get that bonus episode. Exclusive content only at patreon.com/scissorbros.
Because guess what? We do a new bonus episode every single week.
Just like this, how we do a new dance every time we're on camera. Patreon.com/scissorbros.
Join today for the fun.
Join today. Wait, what are you doing?
Join today for the fun.
Join today for the fun. Turn around. For the fun.
Join today for the fun. Okay.
I don't know if anybody's joining after that, brother. This first one is from our buddy, to you.
Oh, Eric.
Tweak sauce.
Nice.
Sent you a brand new t-shirt.
I love Eric. Thank you, Eric. It's a...
Yeah.
Love Eric. Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
You know, this is from...
Excitebike.
Yeah, Excitebike. I used to play that on the... Check out Eric Tweak Sauce. Yeah.
And then Cuzzo sent you something.
Oh, that's so nice. Is that beef jerky? Throw it over here.
He said
so much.
Dude.
I want you to open this up.
I love his beef jerky.
I want you to open this up because he sent a special something in there that was just for you that he didn't even send to me.
Thank you, guys. Can I share it? Can I throw Ryan some?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to eat all Ryan.
No. We shouldn't eat it on the podcast because we got complaints on the Patreon for us chewing into the
mic.
We
did?
Yeah. But I want you to look at something that he put in there especially for you. Shout out to our buddies Cuzzo and Tweak Sauce. We game with them all the time. That's beef jerky, brother. What were you talking about. What you said from your childhood that you so like to get.
Oh, the shredded?
He made it specially for you.
Can I give you? There's three of them. Can I give you guys one?
They're
too?
All for you.
No, I don't want to take all the shredded.
No. He gave me a separate beef jerky
bag.
Oh,
you have a separate bag too?
Yes. That's all for you.
Oh, my God. Christmas came early, folks.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
And then there's different flavors.
Oh, there's a letter. Oh, can I read the letter?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord. What a great day. Okay. Hey, Steve. That was really cool that you guys gave me so many shout-outs on the pod. It really meant a lot. As silly as it seems, I take quite a bit of pride in this one thing I feel like I'm pretty good at. You're really good at it.
He's really,
Not
really good,
good
at
You're
it.
Really good at it. So it was awesome to share it with you guys. I hadn't made any jerky in quite a while, and seeing how much you look like you enjoyed it, it really inspired me to make more and try out some new recipes. I never written down recipes I tried, but a couple of the new ones are pretty close to the scissor flavor you had before with a couple tweaks. I tried to do a Korean style, but fell asleep and over-dried it pretty bad. I thought a good way to save it would be to try out the shredded style in the dip can after hearing you talk about it.
That's a good idea.
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
And that bonus episode. It didn't turn out quite like I had hoped, but I've been just sprinkling it in my fried rice, mac and cheese, etc. Anyway, because you seem to like it so much, I wanted to send you some more. I hope you love all of it, and I will, brother. Thanks for bringing me so much joy and laughter. Congrats on the 100th episode, and I hope you guys keep going for 100 more. Love you guys. Cuzzo. That was so nice of him. Cuzzo, thank you. Can I give him a little bit more feedback and love?
Yeah.
I honestly think Cuzzo can make this into like a legit business.
I think so too.
Like, you know what? Because ever since I had his beef jerky, because I've been looking down the the aisle at Ralph's, the my local grocery store, I'm looking at like the Kroger's and like the Jack Link's, and I'm like, this can't even compete with Cuzzo's.
Doesn't even touch it.
I would pay like an additional couple dollars just to eat
Per bag. Yeah,
because
it's so the quality's so
good. Have
you
noticed that when even at a gas station beef jerky, like I've spent like top dollar.
Yeah,
on like the good
the 12,
one, the
15
local
bucks
company,
or whatever,
and it tastes like crap.
I know.
But Cuzzo's actually tastes good that you're like, whoa, this is like marinated and it has like a lot of flavor, you know?
So I hung out with Tweak Sauce, his wife, and Cuzzo in Chicago.
Oh, I know.
And we sent you a little video, but and then here's some footage that of us, me hanging in Chicago with them.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page.
Oh my goodness. Is this heaven in Chicago?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. We are about to go crazy at Portillo's. This one's built in 1901?
No.
Oh.
He's just making sure.
Okay, well, I believed you.
Good at it.
Dude, I love everything about what's going on here out in Chicago. Yeah. Portillo's. Okay, this guy is a genius. There's no way he's carrying an oversized load in that little thing. What is he carrying in there? Oh man, I wish we could talk to him. Little P with an oversized load. He's even got the hazard sign on the hitch. Is he? What if he is smuggling something? I'm so curious.
Here's Cuzzo, what are you making? Here we go. It's on the 8. And he doesn't make it. That's all right.
Can Jeremiah pull it off? We'll see if he can do it. Zoom. Bring it back.
Okay, Ryan, you ready for your gifts?
Yeah, let's see what you got.
Okay.
Oh, an all-black MLB hat?
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't had an all-black MLB hat in so long. Thank you. So, wait, who's this from? This is Cuzzo?
No, this is from me.
Oh, from... Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, crap.
I know that you like your flat bills.
Yeah.
Your flat rims.
And fitted, too. Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, man. All right, yeah. Let's see what else we got here. Just got a box.
And also... Adam Ray wore that for one day on a sketch shoot, and I didn't want to return it. So
it's special.
You want to fight?
How about you want to talk?
Bet I can beat you at arm wrestling. Give you a 10-second head start. Psych!
Do you want to have a staring contest and get to know each other a little better?
I'm blacked out. Duh. Woke up in a pool mile of vomit. Awesome. And still slept with your sister.
I've been happily married for 13 years.
Yeah, I do have the high score on the punching game at my local bar. Jealous?
When I walk into a bar, let's just say they know my name. If it's trivia night.
Who's got that ketamine?
The only Special K I have is part of my balanced breakfast.
I still work out to Kanye and fuck to R. Kelly.
When we talk, we learn. And when we learn, we grow.
I can't stop coming.
Do I come? Sure, when my wife calls me. I'm a premature ejaculator. It's special. So Adam Ray's worn that hat.
Yeah. All
right.
Ryan asked for this months ago, and it's from the sponsor Kamikoto.
The Kamikoto knife company?
I'm giving all the knives to Ryan.
That's so nice of you. So Ryan got the Kamikoto knife.
He Yeah, he's like, Jeremiah, months ago, he goes, hey, buddy, can I have one of those? I go, I can't give them over yet because I don't know if we're going to do more. Well, we don't know if we're going to use them for more ads.
Right.
So I was like, just hold off a second. Turns out they're a scam. Ryan gets all the knives.
Ryan, those are top of the line knives.
No,
brother.
They are nice.
How sharp are those bad boys?
They'll stab an eye.
They will.
Yeah.
Ryan, how do you feel about that?
Dude,
you got
great, dude.
A whole set of Kamikoto knives.
Always want more knives. Is this what? Certificate of authenticity?
Wait, do you have a knife collection? He's like, I always want more knives.
Yeah, they're kitchen knives.
Okay.
They're good.
So do you have an extensive collection at home, Ryan?
I have a couple kitchen knives, some butterfly knives, and whatever.
Oh, good
I grew
you,
up
man.
Collecting knives.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, where would you get knives? Like, Walmart?
Like,
or
guns
something?
And knife shows. I
guns
used to go with my dad.
Shows, yeah.
You used to go to guns and knife shows? Really?
Kansas, Jeremiah. He hit different.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, what kinds of knives? What's the most deadliest knife? The K bar?
I mean, that's, you know.
Is any knife.
Any knife. A buck knife? As simple as a buck
what
knife.
What could do the most damage?
Something that's like military
like the Rambo.
Where it
what's
goes
the
in?
Rambo knife in First Blood Rambo?
M9.
Well, those kind of knives, what's dangerous about that, when you pull out, has serrated edges, so it rips on the way out.
And that's the Rambo, what John Rambo used, Sylvester Stallone. Mm.
Yeah, that was...
The one with the compass. Right.
I have one of those.
So how many knives do you guys, I'm just curious, how many knives do you guys have?
I think at one point I had like probably 30 knives or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
And how much do they go for? Like how do?
It depends.
Some of them are cheap. I used to collect Swiss Army knives that were little, yeah. Like keychain ones that like I had for years. That those were like $5 to $10 sometimes.
What would be the most practical knife for like protection? Like just if you want to carry it on the street, like
switchblade or butterfly knife, probably. Yeah, wouldn't
not
you say?
A butterfly knife. People are just scared of those for no reason. A switchblade, yeah.
Switchblade.
But you can't carry those in. You can't own them in California either.
Really?
Yeah, you can't own. Butterfly. Well, you can own butterfly knives. You can't sell them, or switchblades.
Mm.
So, man, we should do a thing because I don't.
Interesting.
Yeah, or spring knives.
I want a knife.
You want a knife?
Well, you guys have a bunch. I don't.
You
want
to go knife?
I have one buck knife.
You want to go knife shopping? Then we'll go car shopping.
Get the knife.
What?
Oh, get the knife first so I could have it in my car.
Yeah.
So how much is your typical just average buck knife or switchblade or something like that?
You can get knives for, you know, $20 up to, you know, like a Benchmade's going to cost you $250. Mm.
Dude, there's an Army Surplus store around my area. Maybe I could get one there.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so are there ones where, they're like just rugged and ready to just like a army issued one or military issued.
I mean, they've got a bunch of those. Yeah.
And you got some?
I mean, I think some of them are still in Kansas, but I might have them somewhere inside.
Do you have, what's the one you use for home protection?
That's the Jamaican machete.
Machete. You have a machete?
Yeah, you do too, underneath your bed. We bonded over it.
Yeah. But you don't have any guns though, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. But you said you said knife and gun shows. That's all I mean.
Oh, I grew up with guns. Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife is anti-gun.
But you have with someone in Kansas, don't you?
Oh, dude, my brother and my dad. Oh my goodness. How many? If you came with me to Kansas City, you'd be like, "That's a lot of guns."
How many guns? Like, what's the?
I'm not gonna put out on the internet how many guns my brother and my dad have. But let's just say you don't want to break and enter into their home.
Now, what's the most practical gun for home protection?
Some people would say a 9mm
Glock.
But it could be a shotgun if you really want to just blow somebody away.
So what's the difference between, I don't know much about guns. 9mm is your standard issued.
A lot of cops carry 9mm guns.
They do. The Glock. Okay.
Yeah.
Glock or Beretta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, Ryan knows.
Ryan. So a person like me, do you think I should get a gun?
You should get a Derringer.
Yeah. That's a perfect Steve gun.
Why
Derringer's a minigun. It's sometimes a lady gun that like it's like this big and you pull it out and you're like, pew pew, but it'll still kill somebody.
No, I want a .38 special.
A .38 special, those things have some kick to it.
.38 cal.
They'll literally like if snub you nose. Shoot it, they snub go nose. Like this. Whoa.
Yeah, snub nose.
Whoa, snub nose and big nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Well, you don't need it.
Well, I think I do.
I would not like you to have a gun.
Why not?
Because.
But why not?
This is you.
Why me?
This is you.
Why?
With a gun in the mirror at home.
Oh, you know what? It'd be like Travis Bickle. No, it'd be Travis Bickle from Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
You look at
it. I think you would lick it. I think you would like, you know, put it down your pants, rub it around.
What? Absolutely. What are you guys talking? Absolutely not. I would do Travis Bickle Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
You looking at me? Well, I'm the only one standing here. And I would, you know.
You'd be Stevie Uber Driver.
You can do that with an airsoft gun. I can get you one of those.
No, I want a real one.
All right, but you can't have bullets.
What do you mean?
You're just the gun, so you can pose in the mirror with
it. Have you ever dated a girl with fake boobs?
Whoa, that was kind of a shift. to get off the gun topic.
No. All right,
I won't get a gun.
We were talking about real and fake.
I want a real gun. But wait, I'm not going to. I most likely won't get one.
No. Do you want. Wait, was that about the boobs or the gun? I'm confused.
I like real. Real. I like real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Guns?
Real.
Or boobs?
Both real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, both real.
Okay.
I'm not going to get one. But it would be, you know. Because I know, like, with my personality type, because I do have a red zone thing, and I wouldn't
and
want...
And you have a pink zone. La, la, la.
You got a pink zone, too.
La, la, la.
You got one, too. Yeah, I won't get one, guys. I'm not going to get one.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to be safe, you know.
Should we go dance in the rain?
No. Absolutely not.
Could be a fun segment.
No.
We got a good song for it.
Could be good.
So we dance in the rain, do get into the challenge?
Yeah.
Actually, before we get to the challenge.
Yeah, do we have any questions submitted to us?
No, we have a song for the dance break. But before we get to the challenge, there's been a few people asking about the total count of challenge wins and losses.
You tallied them up?
I've tallied them up for a while now.
I know, I'm at a deficit, but go ahead.
So out of the 100 episodes, we've done 86 challenges where it's you versus you, Steve versus Jeremiah. Oh. Sometimes we have guests, you know, and then we don't have, you know.
Right.
So out of 86 challenges, Steve has won 35 and Jeremiah's won 51.
That's actually not crazy, dude. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's, There's some balance there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting.
Wow. I also counted how many times you guys did eating challenges where you have to eat a lot or whoever eats the most. And Steve has won less than 20% of the time of those.
Absolutely.
Yeah, eating challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve's. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And then Steve picks eating challenges on his week sometimes. Yeah. So probably don't do that.
Oof. It's still fun to me, though. I don't care if I lose. Yeah, it's still fun. Oh, maybe we'll have a shift on the next 100. Oh, I just thought of ideas.
Yeah, so we're going to reset at 100, 51, 35. We'll see what the next chunk.
Oh, wait, loses. We're resetting?
We're resetting the count, starting with 101.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also probably going to revisit some challenge, either challenges or punishments that people liked a lot that we could redo better.
Mm. Yeah, that where we need some producer help to kind of make them. Because there's a couple ones that I felt like the challenges were great, but they ended way too early.
Yeah.
Hey, give me some examples.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
The video game one.
Oh, that one should have been redone.
It's fine.
I already have a plan for the video game one, and it's going to be way, way better and much easier for you guys. So,
It takes some
R&D to get that one ready to go.
Are you playing Harry Potter Hogwarts Legacy?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But I will.
I was just going to say, like, on a side note, we should get into playing another game other than Fallout Guys with the patrons as well. Like, switch it up.
Is that game multiplayer? I don't think it is it?
I don't know. We should do something with the patrons it's like more like, I like Fallout Guys, but it's, Fall you guys, know, yeah. We should maybe switch it up now. Get into another game.
Yeah, so we'll do, with our Scissor Parents, we do exclusive gaming on there. Mm-hmm. And also we do our bonus Patreon episodes every week.
Those get cray cray. Yeah, they get crazy. Unfiltered. So sign up, patreon.com/scissorbros, if you want that bonus episode every week. We have it. It's up there. And you can only get it there. Nowhere else. Not on YouTube. Nowhere else. patreon.com/scissorbros.
Do you want to go dance in the rain?
Okay.
The song for the dance break comes from Stefan. He goes by the name Changing Spaces. He's in Cape Town, South Africa. Let's get it.
Oh, cool.
Welcome to Scissor Bros. Your favorite cartoon morning the music. Show.
That's fine. You can add it in later.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Scissors, let's do some scissors.
I'm already out of breath, but
I know. Let's do it again.
One.
Catching the rain with your mouth. Are you dancing at home with us in the rain or inclement weather outside? We hope you are.
Welcome to the Hot Potato Challenge.
Y'all know the classic game of hot potato, all right? We're going to go back and forth, but the punishment on this one, whoever has it last is basically going to have to eat mashed potatoes from the other one's bare butt that smashed potatoes.
Like, you have to specify, like, your butthole?
You get to sit in it.
But bare butt?
Yeah.
But did you wipe your butt?
Yeah.
Okay, me too.
Ryan, do you want to go over the logistics of the actual challenge part?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're actually doing points. We're not doing whoever has it last loses because the potato is super hot. It's actually been microwaved for a long time and it's very hot. So you actually don't want to hold on to it very long. But if you can brave the heat, if you're holding it at the end of the timer, because I'm going to set a timer each round, random time, if you're holding it at the end, you get a point.
Oh, you want to hold it.
You want to hold it, but it is
very hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to bury it as long as you can and then toss it over.
So this is, we have to use bare hands, obviously.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And it's cold in here, so that's going to probably make it worse.
Yeah.
More stingy.
Yeah, more stingy. So the first to 3 points wins. Okay. And then, yes, the loser.
Is there time?
Yeah. So I will be setting a timer each round. A random time. You won't know when it's going to end.
Oh, my goodness.
So we don't know. It's like musical chairs.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's an element of chance to this, too.
Yeah.
Could be a shorter amount of time. Right. Could be a really long amount of time.
All the rounds will be under 1 minute.
Yeah.
So, but you don't know how long.
Okay.
Okay.
So as soon as the alarm, well, you'll be the ref. You'll be the ref.
Okay.
All right. Ready to go.
Okay.
Here we go. Cut to that in a second.
3, 2, 1. Go.
Oh, oh, yeah.
It more becomes a game of timing when we think the when that alarm's gonna go off of the randomness. Cause it's so cool.
And Jeremiah had it last.
Yeah.
So Jeremiah got one. He's the juggling. Ready?
Yeah.
Go. This is the open calling picture.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh, getting a good burn there, brother. Not helping whatever the O's you're doing.
Time. Yes. Almost had it, dude.
Ooh.
Ready?
All right, this third round?
Yep. Go.
Stevie Paney. Golly Bosh. Golly Bosh. Oh, frick. Okay. Come on, Steve. Hand it over, buddy. Oh, okay. Can't believe that tactic worked. Okay. That one's heating up a little bit. Keep dropping it.
Okay, am I? Yeah. I want one.
How many rounds are we doing?
You're going to 3 points, so you gotta hold it or else Jeremiah gets a point. Oh. Steve is toughing it out. Time.
I needed one.
Wait, what does that mean though? 2-1.
Yeah, keep going until someone gets three.
Until somebody gets three?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Ready, go.
Ooh. I'm gonna squeeze it out, make it more hard for you.
Don't get crazy, man.
Oh. Is he really?
I don't want to get over.
Get it over.
Okay. I can do
that. Hey, no!
I can do that.
Oh,
right?
Come on, Steve. He can blow on it.
Yeah! He
can't blow on it, dude.
Blow on it, Steve.
What did he didn't say? I couldn't blow on it.
I didn't say, but this one, it's tied up. Can't blow it. Yeah. I mean, it didn't make that big of a difference.
Okay.
But wait, this is the point?
Yeah, yep. We're tied.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
He's gonna...
I'm not eating butt potatoes, dude. I don't care if this scalds my hand.
It's hot.
Yeah, I know it is. I'm not eating butt potatoes, though. I am not. That's not happening. I'm not eating potatoes.
Well, you know.
That's not happening, brother.
4 more minutes, Jeremy. I'm being...
No.
How many minutes?
Yes.
You did it.
Yes. He didn't even let go of it.
You didn't let go.
Oh, my God. So,
who's ready for some potatoes?
You got these potatoes ready for you.
Okay, so how does this work?
We're going to put the potatoes.
Potatoes on the trash bag. I'm going to squash them with my butt, and then you have to eat the potatoes.
Oh, God, that's so gross. Go ahead, dude. Are you going to show this process?
Of course.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, dude.
This expert craftsmanship of potatoes. Yep, Jeremiah's seasoning it for you.
Probably gonna burn my butt.
Yeah, that's a good
Dude! Dude, I have to eat that?
Dude, it just went in my butthole.
Dude. Let me see. Dude, his nuts are on it, man! Dude, his nuts are on it, dude. Dude, I didn't agree to that. I didn't agree to his nuts all over his butt. Dude, his hair.
I'm sorry my hangers are falling.
This is horrible. Dude! Oh, man. Look at this bee. This is horrible. Dude!
He squashed them so good, too.
All right, dude, get your nuts off of them. Get your nuts off of them. Dude, I didn't agree to the nuts and the butt.
Oh, that's warm. Oh, that burned me!
Good. God, this is disgusting. Can I get sick? Can I get Ebola from this?
Oh, yeah.
No, shut up.
He's smashing those potatoes.
Dude, this is so disgusting. I'm not eating this one.
I mashed them pretty good, huh?
You mashed them great.
I'm not eating the middle because your nuts and ass were right here. Yeah, I'm not eating that.
I went all over them.
All right, dude. Fuck, what a great day. Jesus Christ. What a fucking great day, dude. Can I get a paper towel?
They're over there.
Here, I'll get them. Okay. I gotta wipe.
This is so gross. I'm eating your nuts and your ass here.
What?
This is so gross.
What do you need that for?
Well, just to... Are you getting this? Do I eat it here?
Yeah, right there. You're good.
Yeah. Oh. Dude. Oh, this is so... Dude, I'm eating his... So gross.
What does it taste like?
You're nuts in your ass! It's not supposed to taste like a strawberry cheesecake, dude. Dude, this is so gross. I can't believe I agreed to this.
Oh, I think it did burn my butthole.
Yeah.
I think it really did.
Because it really got in there where it was super hot.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Do you need some pube garnish?
This is gross, dude.
It doesn't help that he can't chew the food very well.
It's gotta linger. It's gotta linger.
So well, everybody knows that.
taste, and he won't let any of this go to waste. The legend of the potato, the legend of the potato.
I want my beef jerky back.
It's like Steve is eating Jeremiah's butt, and with every bite he loses his trust. The legend of the potato, oh, the legend of the potato.
I can drink my rock star. You guys didn't say I couldn't drink.
Steve, what does it taste like when you eat potatoes from the butt? What does it taste like? What does it taste like?
What's it taste like?
Your nuts and your asshole, asshole.
It tastes like my nuts and asshole, asshole. That's what Stevie said. It tastes like nuts and asshole, according to Steve.
That's I hate you so much right now.
It
oh, God, dude, this is horrible, dude. If, dude, if a hair's in here.
The legend of the potato. Steve ate it and savored it and loved the flavor of it. 'Cause every second that he chewed, his nuts became so blue. 'Cause he got off on the fact that it was in Jeremiah's butt. And when he ate the potato, he thought of it later fondly. The legend of the potato.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Scissor Bros. We love you guys. You're off camera right now, brother. They can't see that beautiful face of yours. Actually, have you been swallowing? You're just a squirrel packing your face. We need to see some swallow, brother. Because the thing that I don't want to see is as soon as the camera stopped rolling, you spit that sucker out. Because I know your tactics. And you already had a Monster Energy drink, which was a little bit of a loophole because we specifically didn't say don't drink Monster Energy drink for whoever loses. So make sure that you tune in on Patreon. Patreon.com/Scissor Bros. You get the exclusive bonus episodes every single week. March 21st, my new 1 hour special drops on my YouTube. YouTube.com/Jeremiah Watkins. And look out for Steve's new album. Probably coming very soon. He's been working really hard on it.
Patreon.com/Scissor Bros. Love you guys.
There's so much food in your mouth right now.
Dude, it's difficult psychologically knowing that your nuts and ass were just on these things that's in my mouth. You have no idea, dude. Thank God I didn't win this, because, dude, you'd have all kinds of different things in your potato.
There would have been chives in there.
All kinds of added skin textures.
Oh. Thanks for tuning in.
Butt crust. Thanks for tuning in.
Scissor Brothers!
Hello? Is anyone still there?
it's your pal Gerald, and well, there wasn't a fart corner. There's kind of a poo corner with the challenge, so we're all about compromise over here at Scissor Bros. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. I've been loving the shit out of not getting included. What the fuck, man? But anyway, I digress. Been going to my meetings lately, and I got a porcupine pregnant. I know the optics on that are kind of strange with me being a giraffe and all, but gotta get it wet where I can get it wet. Okay, well, I gotta go because I got a throbbing boner. Love you guys. Bye.
It tastes like my nuts and asshole, asshole. That's what Stevie said. It tastes like nuts and asshole, according to Steve.
I hate you so much right now.